sharing space
on the Clement Magnatella Show.
7:02.
24 minutes before 12 o'clock. What's on the sharing space today? The sharing space is a feature we've created so we can have some moments where we just reflect on life. Eh? We share our stories, whether it's something that happened at work, in your relationship, in your marriage, on your way to work. It could be anything in your family. Some people often send us stories because they want advice from you as the 702 family. So today we've got a voice note from a listener. So let's take a listen, and then after that we'll take your calls and WhatsApps.
Hi Clement, I hope you're well. I wonder if you and your listeners can help me with this dilemma I have. I lent a friend of mine money about 7 months ago, an amount just over 10,000. Since then, it has been a struggle to get her to pay me back what she owes me. I have tried to call, text. I even asked other friends to like help out and intervene, but no such luck. We have been friends for over 15 years now, and I see her as a sister, but this has put a dent on our relationship, especially because I'm now considering taking her to the small claims court in order to recoup my money. My other option was to ask the police to accompany me to her house so I can take something of value in her home to cover the money she owes me. But I'm worried about what will happen to our relationship if I take any of these drastic measures. I fear there will be no coming back. But how else can I get my money back? Please, could you and your listeners advise?
Haven't we all been there? Haven't we all been there? Where a friend asks for money and you lend them the money, but it's difficult to get paid back. And you are worried about friendship, so you are scared to ask, or you are scared to go about these drastic measures that Anonymous is now considering, because you're worried about what that means for your friendship. So Anonymous is asking, what does she do? 10,000 rand, over 10,000 rand or so, I think she says. The friend borrowed that. And Anonymous says, I've been struggling to get her to pay me back. They've been friends for over 15 years. She's like a sister to her. So now she's considering going to a small claims court. She was even considering asking the police to accompany her to take something of value from her house. These are drastic measures. But what do you do when someone is not paying you back? And what do you do if you still want to maintain some semblance of like some relationship with the person? 011-883-0702. Let's talk. Maybe you've got advice for Anonymous. Maybe you've been in a similar situation before. I've been there. I've been there where someone very close to me that I grew up with borrows money, you lend them the money, and they say, I'll bring it back at this time after a year or after 6 months. And when that time comes, they're nowhere to be found. And you are the one that's constantly asking them, yo, what's popping? Remember the agreement was that you'll bring me back the money after 6 months. It's now after 8 months. It's now after a year. And sometimes it's not that you need that money there. Like, it's just the principle of it. Because some people think we've got money just sitting around. Not really. They're friends who have literally analyzed your lifestyle and they've made up their minds about how much you earn because of a company you work for or because of the kind of work you do, which is ridiculous. But they look at that and they say, well, you must be rich because you drive this car. You must be having lots of... Therefore, they think they can take advantage of that. Ha! I will take you to the cops. In fact, with this friend of mine that I love so dearly, I said to him one day, I said, I'm going to tell your employer about this. And not because I wanted to spite him, because I wanted to show him how important upholding that principle is. When you are borrowing some money from somebody, you have a responsibility to update them when you can't bring back the money. And I don't have a problem. If you said you'll bring the money after 3 months, if you call me after 3 months and say, yo, brother, things are tough. I can't do that. Can I give it to you after 3 years or 6 more months? Yo, let's talk about it. But you just keep quiet and go AWOL. Go to the claims court. Jerry, you're calling us from Omonde. Good morning.
I'm saying the people that are borrowing money, they all use the same modus operandi. Number one, they will not tell you when they're going to pay you.
Danger. Red flag number one.
Number two, they're not going to tell you where they're going to get the money from. So if you value your relationship, I'm saying to the guys or to anybody, don't borrow money.
But sometimes, Jerry, you see how they're struggling, right? You see that they need this because they're about to lose a car or they're about to be chased out of their place because they haven't paid their rent for the past 3 months. And you are sympathetic towards them because that's like a brother to you. I mean, in this case, these people have been friends for over 15 years. They're like sisters.
Yeah. If they don't tell you where they're going to get the money from and when they're going to pay, donate that money to them.
Yeah. Yeah. So you must give it knowing it's not coming back.
Simple.
Yeah. Jerry in Omonde, thank you. Dale in Boxburg, hi.
Morning, Clement. How are you?
Hey, Tada.
Good. I will agree with the previous caller. You know what? If you're going to borrow somebody money, you must borrow them money with the expectation of not getting it back. Because if I'm going to expect to get it back, it means I can't afford to borrow you that money, and that's where the friendship breaks and the trustworthiness breaks, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. You know, in this instance of somebody borrowed you, borrowed somebody money, and they can't get it back from you, and you guys have been friends for an X amount of years, I would find a way of getting something of value from you without you knowing that it's in lieu of the money that you owe me. You know,
and then you don't return it.
Yeah,
but what does that do to the friendship, Dale? I mean, that friendship is done then.
It's unfortunately some things you've got to win and some things you've got to lose. And money is a killer to friendship. That is why if somebody's going to ask me to borrow them money or whatever, I'd rather say I can't give it to you because I respect my friendship so much. But borrowing you money is going to defeat my friendship.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to say I value this friendship too much to have it be messed up by that.
Play hardball. I value you as a friend. Yeah. I can't borrow you. I'd rather give you if I've got. And right now, sorry, I don't have.
Dale, thank you for your input in Boxburg. Selma in Roodepoort, hi.
Hi, Clement. Thanks for a lovely program.
It's always so
interesting and informative. What happened to me was I actually lent my uncle, when he was quite old, a wheelchair that used to belong to my mom, his sister. Eventually, after a few years, he passed away. He was living with a lady. She then refused to give me this back. She did have no other use of it whatsoever. She was in fine condition, whereas I had just then recently broken my neck, now my femur. Anyway, long story short,
yeah.
I called the police and asked them, could they maybe accompany me to get it back? And they said, no, it's not a criminal matter. It's a private civil matter.
Oh.
So they said, all I can do is go to the small claims court. So off I trotted. They gave me the following information. First, you send a registered letter, which is a bit difficult, but anyway, I'll try and do something like that. And the best is probably get it done by...
Oh, Selma, I'm sorry. The line is not good. Please hold. I'm going to put you back to the producers. Let's try to put you on a good line. I want to hear what information you got when you were directed to the small claims court, because that may help some of our listeners who are in a similar situation. It's
The Sharing Space
on the Clement Magnatella Show.
7:02.
It's 13 minutes before 12 o'clock. When you've lent a friend money, how do you try get it back if they're not interested to pay it back without losing your friendship? What drastic measures have you considered in the past? Anonymous sent us a WhatsApp voice note, says 10,000 Rand is what she lent the friend. She's now considering going to a small claims court or asking the police to accompany her to take something of value from her because the friend has not shown any interest to pay back the money. They've been friends for over 15 years. And I said, sometimes you are worried about preserving the friendship. Hey, but sometimes you've got to think about these drastic measures because you've got to enforce that principle, right? Selma in Roodepoort called us earlier about how she once asked the police to accompany her to get something of value from someone who owed her money, but she was directed to the small claims court. And Selma, we've got you on a better line now. What happened then when you went to the small claims court?
Well, they said that first I must send the registered letter and giving this person 14 days in which to respond to say how they will pay it back or hand back the article.
Mm.
After that, if they don't respond, then I can go back to the small claims court. They will issue a summons and set a court date for the appearance. Then I have to take that summons. You see, it's all DIY. Take that summons and you will take it to the sheriff. That is for that specific area, and he will then deliver it. If you take it to the wrong sheriff, he'll just tell you, no, take it to the sheriff there. He's in that area. But anyway,
yeah.
So then you pay him a fee of, say, 145 or something. Depends on the value that you're claiming, I think, also. And then he goes and delivers it. And then on the date, so either if that person then contacts you and says, look, I want to settle out of court, I'll pay for it. Then you can, she can inform the court, write a letter, and you can do the same and say, okay, it's been settled, I've received the money or the item, please scrap it off the court. But if not, then you go and turn up, and it's always after hours, small claims court, and then you and that person have to defend yourselves. You cannot use an attorney whatsoever. So then you bring all your documents and stuff proving that this thing is yours or that you actually lent the money. So you have to, when you lend people money, make sure that they sign a promise to pay or repay you.
So you must go get and do an affidavit with your friends now.
Well, basically you have to get them to sign a promise to pay. Like when, you say for instance, you go to the vet and you can't pay the full amount, and they say, all right, give your cat back, but you still owe us 500. Sign here that you will pay out within, say, a month.
Sure, that sounds...
Then the same thing...
Yeah?
Sorry?
Yeah, I was saying, sorry, Sam, I was saying that sounds like such a laborious process. Like now it's costing you money to recoup money that belongs to you. Yeah, Selma, thank you for letting us in on what happens when you approach the small claims court. Colin in False Loras, hi.
Hello, Clement.
Hey, Tada.
Hey, Tada. Ah, Clement, I was once in the same situation, right? Mm. And I think that you've got two options in order to deal with this. Sometimes it is very much painful, but you have to make certain hard choices, right? Firstly, you have to within yourself think about whether you value the friendship so much that you are willing to give up the money that you have borrowed to your friend and never, ever, ever, ever involve money within your friendships unless you are willing to borrow to give it, right? That's the first thing. You forgive the person, you take the friendship, and then you never, ever help the person again unless you are willing to give them the money so that, you know, even if it doesn't come back. Or you value your principle of honesty and friendship. You say, you know what? Because I love to have a friend who is honest, who is trustworthy, who doesn't take advantage of me, I will honor a principle and go to the police station, require my money back, even at the risk of losing a friend, because I can't have this friend who doesn't respect a principle of honesty.
Absolutely. Colin and False Loras, thank you for your thoughts.
Morning, Clement. I might be one of the friends that borrowed and not paid. I did not pay my friend. I don't have. And it's not easy for me to go to him with nothing and tell him, my friend, I don't have. It's not easy. At the same time, it's not easy again for me to ask anything, for any help from him now. But I really want to pay him his money. That's for sure. Colin in Oliver.
Clement, my name is Tumi Mkondo from Pretoria. I'm in a similar situation as I speak. I lent my younger brother, 2,000 rand. Even today, we are not in a speaking terms because now it's a problem for him to pay me back. But when he came to me, he came running and like needed help very seriously. But now it's a problem. Even when I call him, then he blocked my calls. We don't WhatsApp. We don't call each other. So it's a problem. So For me, I think when you decide to lend someone money, just decide the other way around. You say, okay, let me give that this person this money. Because anyway, if you say I'm borrowing that person the money, you won't get it back. Just donate. Just give the person the money and then finish.
Clement, I'm in such a situation. I borrowed a friend money during varsity around 2020. He got a job. He did not pay me. He lied and said that he was not working. I found out that he was working. That's when he agreed that yes, I was working, but the job is done. This man does not want to pay my money, and friendship is done. The friendship can die because of once a person lies to you or a person decides not to respond accordingly, the person is literally breaking your friendship. For my case, I'm left with one option because of I've tried small claim, I've tried police, or situating again. Sort that person out. Because of the person has literally broken our friendship by not being honest or by not communicating honestly.
Wait. Hope this. Did you say that you sort them out, go to the police or go to the Ngakeng? Ngakeng is like go to a sangoma or a traditional doctor. Sort them out how, sir? No. Let's not go to that drastic measure. No, let's find other ways.
Clement, the employer can agree. Una letra amawe.
Okay, here's the context if you missed it earlier. I said, I have a childhood friend who once did that. Borrowed lots of money, said they'll return it after like 8 months or so, didn't. And I gave them a 4 month window period. I'm like, let me see, maybe they'll text. They didn't. After a year, I'm like, yo, what happened? Right? And the person was not committing anything. And history with this person is that I always come through for this person. But they never respect the principle of just paying back the money. I always have to go back to them. Hey, are you going to be able to pay them back that money? And I'm saying, and I can't say no to this person because this is someone I was friends with when I was young. I love this person as my friend, as someone, he's like a brother to me. So I can't say no. But one thing I will not do is compromise also on the principle. Just because you are like a brother to me, when you are transgressing, when you are not meeting your obligations, I'm going to take you on. Because I care about our accountability and I want people to do the same with me. So I once threatened him and I said, I'm going to go to your employer if you're not going to tell me at the very least when you're going to bring back the money. So this voice note says, where does the employer get involved? I'm dramatic to even consider going to the employer. I mean, what else? Would you rather have me go to the small claims court? Would you rather have me rock up at his house with police to get something of value? Well, Selma says they don't do that. Yeah, I don't know. I just think sometimes you need to enforce the principle. Don't let friends take advantage of you. Hashtag that. It's 3 minutes before 12.
Hi, Mr. Clemens. Great show. Hey, my brother, you know what's even worse? When a person owes you money, yet when you're checking up on the social media platforms, they're having the time of their lives. It's like for a moment they forgot that they actually owe you money. And, you know, sometimes our good-heartedness is our weaknesses because we tend to push it at the back of our minds. But, yeah, I mean, it doesn't sit well. Thanks, Samir from Johannesburg.